the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Are you vegan or just vegetarian?
And not full vegan. I'll still consume dairy products, but I don't eat animal meat.
Okay. And Mark does it for some pretty compelling reasons. Okay. You want to, since I'm going down this road for a moment, you want to quickly kind of describe what those reasons are so I don't put words in your mouth?
Sure. I firmly live my life according to a principle known as the principle of correspondence, or in other words, as happens in a on a microcosmic scale, or the scale of the small things, so will occur on a macrocosmic scale, or on the scale of very large things. So if we as individuals treat other beings that we share this planet with as they belong to us, and they are our energy for our food. I believe that that's what we as a society will become like. We will become food for something else, or some other form of energy, or some other form of consciousness. And as we farm on the microcosmic scale, we will be farmed on the macrocosmic scale. So if we want to really be free, we have to respect the free sovereignty, the sovereignty of all beings, not just claim that we have sovereignty and we want our own sovereignty and we want our own rights respected. We have to respect the rights of all other beings, even beings that we consider somehow lesser than us or at a lower form of consciousness right. Presently than us.
I don't disagree with that one bit. But here's a question for you, Mark.
Sure.
Is it possible, with that being said, and the truth within what you just said, because I believe there is truth there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that physically, as far as our health is concerned, it's necessary for us to consume animal products?
Absolutely not. This is definitely a myth that has been long since dispelled. The protein myth, the natural and necessary myth. You can get all the proteins you need from vegetables and fruits and also all the amino acids that build proteins from things like flax seeds and other seeds that contain the building blocks of protein and amino acids that have the oils, the omega oils that basically build those proteins, build all the fatty acids that are required for the body. And you don't actually need to get that from animal meat or other animal products. B12 is the one thing that people will say that it's difficult for pure vegans to get into their diet. I would partially agree with that, and I happen to consume eggs that are taken from chickens that are reared like, you know, family pets and are not slaughtered and are kept very well and you know, in very good conditions and allowed to roam freely. And we get those eggs from a non-slaughter source that, you know, cares for the chickens in a very in a way that is humane. So I wouldn't have a problem with eating eggs like that, because there's no suffering that's taking place as a result of the practice of, you know, taking unfertilized eggs from chickens. So that's where I would get that vitamin. So I don't have a B12 deficiency, because I'm an ovo-vegetarian. I'm actually a lacto-ovo-vegetarian. I still use some milk-based products like cheese. But so I'm not a strict vegan. But again, this goes down to, as far as I'm concerned, purely moral concerns. If we act in a moral capacity, we'll be more free as a people. If we continue to condone immoral behavior by the taking of life that doesn't belong to us, we will go down the path of becoming a more enslaved society. That's just how the laws of nature actually work, not the laws of nature as people believe them in the Darwinian model. This Darwinian model of the natural order that beings must eat other beings is absolute pure bunk, and it's a worldview that has come in because of applying Darwinism to human beings. That this idea of Darwinian macrobiological evolution that works through the survival of the most ruthless. I don't even like to call it the survival of the fittest, because in the social Darwinistic model, it's the concept that the most ruthless rule the roost. And this is not order at all. There is nothing orderly in that. There is nothing actually natural in that. This is an artificially imposed worldview that can only lead to chaos. And people will insist that, no, it is that way, and no, I'm not correct about what I'm saying. But I'm telling you, you follow that worldview and you find out where it will get you. And where it will get you is in a cage. It will get you into bondage, which is where the human species is at.
Yeah, I hear you. Did you know, Mark, that Darwin actually didn't mention the survival of the fittest thing only as many times as we are led to believe he did?
That is applied mostly by the social engineers who are trying to steer humanity into social Darwinism. You know, taking a flawed theory to begin with, which Darwin talked about constantly, that his theory would have to be borne out and meticulously proved by way of the inclusion of transitional species, multiple transitional species in the fossil record, which has never been done. It has actually not even been done by one bone. There is not one bone in our anthropoid ancestors, okay, that is in the modern human skeleton. Not one bone, and not one archaeologist or anthropologist would debate that fact. This so-called missing link has never been discovered. And if Darwin was alive today, he would be telling people, this was a theory, and you people are taking it as a religion. And the theory was never actually borne out with evidence in the fossil record. But yet, people believe this like a religion. And then they not only believe it like a religion, they apply it to human society, as if the things that are done in the animal kingdom should somehow be done in the human kingdom. Well, there's a reason they're called two different kingdoms. There's different levels of consciousness there, and it doesn't mean because a lion eats a gazelle that we should be eating other animals. That's what animals do. That's not what human beings should do. We are a member of the animal kingdom, but we have way, way more differences in our species than in any other animal. We're capable of language. We're capable of higher order thought. Okay, we're capable of creative action that no other animal is capable of. So to apply the animal mentality to the human world is nothing but social Darwinism. And who wants that in place are the social engineers who rule this world and who keep people in bondage. So to take on their mindset is to perpetuate that slavery.
Yeah, dehumanization, the name of the game.
Right.
We see that in so many different respects. And that's why they anthropomorphize. Did I get it right? Kind of?
Sure.
Anthropomorphize different cartoons, and from your childhood, you're told to think of, you know, this dog as a human being. What's the difference between Pluto and Goofy? Right? Goofy stands upright, and Pluto's a real dog, and they're trying to subliminally get that idea and that association in your head that human beings are animals.
Right.
And we're not. And I'm tired of being dehumanized. Mark, can you hang out with us for a little bit longer and tell us
sure.
about what's coming up?
Sure, I can do one
all
more.
Right, so, all right, cool.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
Mark Passio joins us tonight to take a quick look at his show coming up Saturday, which y'all should tune in for. And by the way, I don't know if you've heard yet, but Mark will be running for his local office of dog catcher. Mark, I didn't realize you were getting into the political world, but congratulations on your bid for dog catcher.
Oh, I want to just wrap up that last segment by making a challenge to people. Watch the documentary Earthlings. There's my challenge to people who say that it's fine and moral and acceptable and natural to continue to kill animals and consume them for your food source, for energy source. It's called Earthlings. Look it up on Google or whatever other search engine. Earthlings documentary. Actually sit there and watch that whole documentary. That's my challenge. Sit and watch it. Don't look away from the screen. Force yourself to look at the screen and watch the images that roll by on that screen. Okay? And then what I want you to picture is that being another human being and that being done to a human being by some other creature. Okay? And if you can still... If you can still justify the practice after watching that video and say it's fine and there's nothing wrong with doing that, right. It's totally moral, you're behaving morally by acting like that, then I would say you're a psychopath. You are a psychopath. Whether you're a primary psychopath or a secondary psychopath would be determined, but you would certainly, most certainly be someone who really doesn't have the capacity to feel. That has been
Mark,
diminished or completely lost in you.
I think that that sort of connection to their food is completely removed.
Yep.
And
because
most people go to the store.
That's what it comes down to. They don't have to kill it themselves. They
exactly.
can go and get it.
And they won't. They
package.
Won't.
That's right. Yep. It took me years to reverse my own positions on this. I thought like a lot of people do today in my past. I ate meat. I was one of the biggest meat eaters. I could put people under the table with the amount of meat that I would eat in my past. Trust me. And for me to do it, I'm telling you, anybody can reverse their position on this if they have enough and proper information regarding what's actually done to the animals. And if they say that they don't care if they're actually being made aware of that, I would claim they're psychopathic.
I hear you. Well, you'll be getting into this topic again, I'm sure, on your show. But what do you have coming up in the short term?
This Saturday, it's going to be 9 to 12 Central. That's 10 to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. I am going to be bringing on a special guest. I'm going to be interviewing Jay Parker. He is a survivor of satanic ritual abuse as a child. And he was in a family that was connected to very, very high-level corporateers and financiers, what we might call the Illuminati, you know, the people who are really at the highest levels of finance and the corporate world, who are making the decisions that shape and affect all of our lives. And he was brutally tortured by his own family members as part of a satanic cult that his family was involved with. And a lot of these super rich so-called elite families were also involved with. So he's going to be coming on to not just tell his story. I don't know if we'll even be getting into that story because we went into it in a past podcast, but he's going to really be coming on to be just talking about the overall dynamic of the world, and we'll be presenting some solutions as well on the show. So it's just going to kind of be more of a free flow discussion with Jay Parker. Jay was also the speaker at both Free Your Mind 1 back in 2011 and Free Your Mind 2 in 2013. He spoke at both Free Your Mind conferences. So that's what the show is going to be this week. It's going to be the special guest, a satanic ritual abuse survivor, Jay Parker. Jay also has his own show called radio show called SRA Today, which he's started a few months back. So we'll be plugging that on the show tomorrow as well.
Awesome. And Jay is somebody that I've gotten a chance to have on a couple times as well. Obviously, I met him through Mark, and I still remember the first time he came on Mark's show. And hearing that and his details of his story is absolutely shocking, but really puts things into perspective. His talk at the most recent Free Your Mind conference at the moment is up on my YouTube channel. We're going to be consolidating all these videos and put them up at a Free Your Mind Conference YouTube channel, but right now they're kind of scattered, and his talk happens to be up on my YouTube channel, so check that out. And also check out my in-person talk with Jay Parker at the Free Your Mind Conference.
Also, stay tuned for another video coming up by him, because he did a preliminary video as part of the Free Your Mind 2 conference, which was even more shocking than the main presentation that he gave. His main presentation was largely solutions-oriented, but he gave a preliminary presentation that really knocked everybody out. I mean, he went into total details and named names and everything about, you know, the people that did this in his past, in his youth. So that one's going to be coming up, you know, shortly, but stay tuned for that one, because that's really going to have a lot of impact when it hits.
That's badass. Yeah, I look forward to that as well. And thank you to everyone who's helping to put those videos out, Chris Felrath, Chris Gordon, and everybody else. And if you would like to help, we are looking for some help with that. I forgot to even mention that, Mark. I told you I would post that on my Facebook and whatnot. But hey, listen, if you're somebody who has some video editing skills, could really use your help. Email me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. The email, once again, is thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. If you want to jump on board and be a part
of all the effort that we have put out for this, we need some help with getting these videos out online, because the editors that we have working on it can't handle this workload just on their own. So it's some basic semi-professional editing skills would be required. It's nothing super elaborate. It's basic compositing, and it's a way to contribute back to people who are really active in the community of trying to get the word out and doing things like hosting radio shows, interviewing guests, hosting conferences, bringing speakers together from all over the country to share this information and get it out to the world. So if you want to give back to that effort, you know, get in touch with Bob, and he'll tell you how you can help us to get some of these videos edited and out there to people, because that's what it's all about. We held the conference. It was an in-person live event, but now we're trying to get these videos of the raw footage of the speakers edited and out there with slides, so people throughout the world can take in that information. So if you can help us in any way, if you have the skills, please get in touch with Bob and volunteer your energy and your assistance. So thanks to people in advance for that.
Awesome. Yeah, we could really use your help. So, Mark, I look forward to your show tomorrow night. I'll be tuning in. It's nice to not have my show and to tune into yours.
Yeah, it's been really great so far on the network. It's run very professionally as far as I can tell. And hopefully I'm getting this message out to people who aren't as familiar with my work. And hopefully they'll give the whole message a chance by not just judging the immediacy of what they're hearing, but they'll take my advice and go back to the podcast section on my website at whatonearthishappening.com. Go back to podcast number one. This show that I do on the weekend is a tapestry of information, and it's meant to be understood and taken in its entirety, you know, like pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. You have to have all the pieces there to see the big picture. So go back to number one and listen in order, and then you'll understand the worldview, the tapestry of information that I'm laying out. It will become apparent to you if you're willing to put that little bit of time and effort into it. So thanks.
WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com if you want to find those podcasts. Mark, thank you, man. We'll come back with Steve Starrs, of course, and some of your calls at 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuskin Show. World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Stars now with us, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only.
Hey, it's Friday night and we are back, man. We're back trying
Steve
to chew
Star.
Yes, it's the weekend, my friend, and we're glad to be here.
Steve, you're going to rock the last hour tonight?
Yeah, I'll be glad to rock. I'm going to give you a little break. You know, I know you're kind of tired out. It gets late on the East Coast. It's passing into the early morning already.
My bedtime, Steve.
Past your bedtime. But I'm out here in the middle of Colorado where all that conspiracy stuff is going on, I guess, you know, that I heard about. I heard a little bit about that, but I got in late because I was at a seminar and a meeting tonight, and I came in, and what's this
guy talking
about? I don't
know what the hell that guy was talking about, Steve.
Well, there are reports of Russian troops here, you know, and they actually acknowledged that there was one company, they called it, of 20, but then it turned out that there were at least 10 of these companies, you know, in this area. And of course, we have the infamous DIA airport not too far from where I am, and who knows what's going on there. But are there underground tunnels? Is there a huge underground railroad moving at bullet speed, train speeds, and, you know, flying through underground corridors between Taos, New Mexico, and Warren Air Force Base, and Devil's Mountain. You know, what was it called? Remember the Devil's Peak or whatever it is, and that was in E.T.? You know, I don't know. But then across the country, it's hard to say. But there is some strange stuff always going on, Bob.
There is. There's always strange stuff going on. And speaking of strange stuff, we're taking your phone calls, strange phone calls included. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You got a chance to jump on with me and then Steve next hour as well. Let's talk to Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes!
Wes!
Hello, Bob! Hello, Steve!
Hello, Wes!
Wes!
Your board operator there, RBN, the last commercials were totally drowned out by a conversation between you and Bob. I heard Bob say he went to bed at 2 and got up at 6, and that Steve had a new grandbaby. I mean, if
all right, Wes, okay, we got it. You have to repeat it?
If I paid for
it. Hold on. Bring him down for a second.
Wait a minute. Was that on the air or was that just on Wes's phone?
Was that on the air or did he only hear that?
Oh,
not
yeah,
on the air. I thought.
See, Wes, we were including you in our private conversations.
And tell Wes, why don't you tell him what else we said about the Jewish Mossad funding us and all that.
The world heard it. If I was paying for commercials on RBN, I'd be making a
Wes, you were the only one who heard it, man.
I doubt that.
Well, we'll check. See if anybody else heard it, let us know. You know, I don't think we did.
Nobody else heard.
I had to tell you that. This was actually to your last guest. I was hoping to come in and comment to him. I have a cat. I tried to feed her soy burgers, and she died. Very young, arthritis. I guess I must be a heartless, callous, pathological, whatever, a bad person. Look, I didn't ask to be born, but I don't want to live a life of pain. If vegetarianism was a good and healthy way to live, well, where is the Indian Hindu Olympic team? I mean, they've been at vegetarians. That's one of the largest vegetarian populations in the world. And from what I understand, the Ganges River is no place to go swimming. The whole country is not very healthy. Dr. Wallach points out that there has never been a vegetarian that has lived past the age of 100. Why is that? If it's a healthier way to go, but once again, I will try and pay my respects to the cow that has to, I guess, sacrifice his life so I can get my vitamin B12.
But hey, Wes, I got a question for you. And this is, you know, not in the defense of vegans or and issues concerning those people who are wanting to eat meat either. But, you know, I got to be honest with you. I don't like Paul McCartney anymore. He's such a globalist. Sir Paul McCartney, you know, playing at the White House and kissing Oprah's, you know, whatever. But, you know, he had this video on that I saw about the ugly things that were happening in slaughterhouses, and it really bothered me because, I mean, you know, if these animals were taken out and harvested properly without all this pain. I mean, look at veal. Look at some of this other stuff. I mean, I was really pretty disgusted by the way these creatures were treated in the slaughterhouses. I'm only saying, I think, and you're in agreement with it, hey, if we are to eat animals, I mean, like lambs, the way they, you know, the ancient Jews and Hebrews, you know, the way they prepared lamb was very relatively painless. And the way that these animals should be harvested should not be the way that I'm seeing these in some of these films like Earthlings and Paul McCartney's video and stuff like that. What do you think of that kind of process?
I'll agree with you. It should be done, you know, as kindly as possible with due respect. I mean, one thing, I guess, the American Indian, you know, they recognize that the buffalo or whatever was, you know, something that was giving up their life
I saw a buffalo today.
For human life, I recognize that. But another thing I want to point out is that vegetarians have been around. Some of them are just the meanest SOBs that I've ever been around, and
that's anecdotal.
Well, it plays into what I'm talking about, because scientifically, when the body is short of nutrients, one begins to act that way. That is something.
Well, I don't know about that, Wes, because I know several vegetarians who are as sweet as pie.
Well, I'm sure there are some, but what I've seen.
Oh, okay, so they must be. They must be freaks of nature, huh?
Well, they are missing some nutrients, kind of nutrients that make you think better. The kind of fats that are in animal meats do help you think better. Once again, is the country of India ahead in much of anything, really? Certainly, physically, they are not there. But anyway, I want to hear some other callers, but I want to point out that same thing that I said on Deanna Spingola program, it goes, look, you vegetarians, you might have the higher moral ground. You know, we need to harvest animals in kindest way as possible. But you do not have the healthier lives. And once again, I didn't ask to be born. I don't want to live it painless. I don't want to live it in pain. And my cat, actually, I have a beautiful 14-year-old cat. She adopted me. She came to my front door, and she was delivering her first kitten on my front door. I opened the door up, and here's a southern cat delivering kittens on my front door. She adopted me. But I have been feeding her fish and eggs and meat, and she is positively beautiful. I mean, she never had a vaccination. I have never seen any drainage from her nose or eyes. Her eyes are always perfectly clear. And right now she's outside, and it's about 10 degrees out there, and she doesn't seem to complain at all. When I let her in, she sleeps close beside me. But anyway, you know, I want to point out that a doggone cat has got to have animal food or they'll die. Okay?
All right. Yeah, no question about that. There are animals that are carnivorous, and cats and dogs are among them.
So. Well, I'm afraid from I've been looking into health, trying to cure myself of multiple sclerosis, and absolutely there are just some vitamins and nutrients that you get from animal foods and that you're just not going to get them on vegetarian diets. Once again, I point out the Hollywood vegetarians, the vegetarians in the country of India with all the Hindus. They are ahead of the other people in
okay.
health.
Wes, thank you for the call.
Okay.
All right, we got to take a quick break and come back with our final segment this hour, and then Steve Starr is going to ride shotgun, rocking it for hour number 3. Let's try to squeeze in some more phone calls on this topic or anything else, though, at 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you.
We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movie, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times are tough, all right.
Speaking of the future.
What about the future?
Well, we've been talking about this whole thing of the vegan diet and everything like that. And, you know, you hear the story of the great millennium, the day of rest, when the lion will lay down with the lamb and the tiger and will eat straw like the ox. Is it possible that the whole world will become a vegan dietary, you know, eco chain of some sort in the future in this great millennial time when, you know, the lion lies down with the lamb and they won't bite or nor devour in all my holy mountain? You know, is that a possibility that the whole world, I mean, even the animal kingdom might revert?
Steve, man, you're going too deep, man, and religious for me.
Too deep and religious, man? Well,
yeah, man.
So, well, do you believe in the great millennial? I mean, we've talked about the utopias. We've talked
about what?
Technocracies. We've talked about. You know, what can the world be? I'm actually optimistic.
Utopia.
Mm-hmm. And could it happen? Can it happen?
We can all hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
Or we can sing, we are the world, we don't eat meat. Can we do that? I mean, is it coming? Is that the future? Is that,
I don't know. I think ideally it would be good not to eat meat. But okay. I really do wonder if a high-fat diet has something to be said about it.
Oh, yeah, well, there's been discussions about amino acids for a long time and the necessities of some of these things. But as Mark pointed out, you can supplement these things. It's taken a long time for the vegans to do a lot of that. And I do believe it can be done. I've actually looked into the Daniel diet of Pulse and thought about that. And when Wes brought up the question as to whether people in India who are vegan are substandard, well, they may not be, the fastest runners, and they may not be throwing the hammer or lifting weights, but I would think that they are very smart, Bob. And they probably make more money than us right now. I'm just kidding. I'm having a little fun with the Indians, of course. But,
Making a... That was an extremely bigoted remark, Steve.
Well, I am sorry, Can you please play...
No, you don't even do it. I am sorry, my friend. I cannot help it. I do not know what to say. Wes from Idaho is a very angry white man.
Hey, we have fun with everybody here. Come on. We're just having some... Yeah,
We're equal...
They're all equal comedians. They're all equal comedy to me, Bob, including my own, cultural diversity, which is Scotsman. And I don't know, but I think we're going to get pissed drunk tonight, Bob. If it isn't Scottish, then it's probably crap.
Where's your Ukrainian accent? That's it.
Hey, speaking of Ukraine, all right. I don't know if you covered that earlier.
A little bit.
Okay, what was the tally on that? I think the whole thing is staged. I don't think anything about this is real.
I mean, that's what I'm saying too, man. There's something fishy about this. And who exactly? I mean, the Kremlin's not saying any of this stuff, but then we hear our Western sources saying, "Oh, they're openly sending troops to the."
The Crimea.
To Crimea. Yeah.
Here's the situation. Ukraine has got very big financial problems, okay? What would suit Russia better since they've developed the ruble and their economy? They have a very strong currency right now. It's probably the strongest currency in the world right at this moment, okay? They have been doing all the things that we haven't been doing to protect their economy and to grow their economy over the past years since Mr. Gorbachev tore down that wall. All right. They want to dump a good portion of that debt on the West, and George Firehouse, Fire Sale, the philanderer Soros, is anxious to buy debt and to pull this thing in because he profits on squandering other economies and money on things like this. We've got all these people, and now, isn't it strange that the majority of parliament members in Kiev and in the Ukraine, who are Russian, just left their posts. The police and government troops pulled out in various places. I think Russia wants to cut Western Ukraine off. They want the eastern part with the benefits. But I think this whole thing is staged. I don't think this is World War III. I think this is an agreement. Soros gets the debt. The EU and NATO and all those people.
Well, did you see who the new president is?
Yeah.
He's a central banker.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Or she is. She is. It's a he or she.
Well, there's Yakunovich, and he's out now. And then what's the new one's name? I'm trying to remember her name. The gal that was actually in prison she was involved in corruption and graft. There's no question about that. I mean, she's certainly not a moral upstanding dissident, but I guess in this day of Nelson Mandela heroes, she fits the category pretty well. But yeah, the whole thing doesn't look, it looks to me like, now remember, the Russians have just gotten through playing the Olympic Games, right? Putin loves to compete. He's a game player. He was at the Games. You saw him wearing the hockey suit and everything like that. Do you think he's going to sit still while this whole thing falls apart? No. He's glad to get rid of the debt in the Western Ukraine and let the West have it. He wants to hang on to the most lucrative parts of their oil and gas industry. And, of course, they need the island of Crimea out there, the peninsula island of Crimea in the Black Sea, is their warm water port for their Navy. They're going to hang on to what they want and give
is
the
it
West.
Nice all- there?
Yeah, it actually is. It's very nice in Black Sea.
Have you ever visited?
No, but I'd like to. You know, I mean, I'd like to go to a lot of places, but you know, these
yeah.
days. But I actually think that this thing is staged. I don't think that Russia intended to hang on to a good portion of Ukraine. They want the West to go ahead and take it over and suck up the debt. And, you know, we'll see what happens down the road. But I don't think this is going to be a big world war. I think they're going to balkanize Ukraine, and that's going to be the end of it. That's my guess. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm right, because I'd hate to see this boil into a big international conflict and reignite the Cold War. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to cut the part loose that they don't want and let the West take the debt. And we're going to be happy to do that, because it's all about freedom, Bob. It's all about the EU and the dollar and the Western economy. And as Putin has pointed out, man, the BRIC nations and China and everybody like that all together, of course, now, they are bigger than the EU.
Excuse
and the
me.
West. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Just belched, and I didn't realize my
mic oh, I was heard you. Yeah.
Hot.
Well, that was, you know, yeah, that's
rude.
I didn't mean to evoke that kind of response, but my guess is, I think the whole thing is it doesn't look right. Something's wrong with all of this. And if you think that these people in the upper echelons of governments aren't working deals between themselves and trying to keep...
But you know what, Steve? I think it's going to set the stage. This won't come, you know, World War III won't come to fruition from this as a catalyst. But it will set the stage, and it will keep us honest, is what I'm thinking. So that Syria and Iran and these other places that Russia has put their foot down in, I think they're probably going to be revisited, and we'll see another attempt at getting things going there. So we'll kind of, I don't know that I have this well thought out, but we'll kind of.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I agree to a large extent, because these things cannot be controlled as well as the New World Order elitists like to think. There's always opportunists.
Right.
There are people in positions who say, well, we played the game for so far, but now we want to do it our way. And that's the real problem here. I mean, of course, you know, Albert Pike's three world wars are, you know, pertaining to the alleging that he actually wrote that letter. But the idea was that there would be a war between East and West, between communism and Islam, and between capitalism and Israel and Christianity. And that was the plan, to wear the world out with this international world war so they could all take over when it's all over. So if these people are elitists and they're all playing the game, and it's every step and, you know, part of this is, you know, planned as a progression to that, that could be. I don't know. But the point is simply this, that, you know, this situation to me looks like, I don't think it looks like a real conflict. I think it looks like a drummed up, manufactured conflict. And Russia is happy to get rid of Ukraine's debt in order to hold on to the best part of the pie. We're the suckers, you know.
All right. Well, folks, good night. I love you. I'll
love
be
you
back
too,
at it Monday night.
All right.
Steve Starrs, you're in good hands, folks.
Yeah, I'll hang out with you folks, and me and our producer and all of you wonderful people.
Call him up and give him hell, will you, please?
Oh, please, oh,
please. Nothing would make my week more than you guys calling up and giving Steve a hard time when I'm gone.
Yeah, Bob won't even be listening, friend. So, you know, you won't give him any satisfaction.
I won't, but if I hear that there's people that call up and give you a hard time, like I'm begging that they do, then I'm going to turn into the archives.
All right, well, we have some calls, and we'll get to them after the break, if they'll hold on, right?
All right, please, please, please harass
Say
Steve.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Give him a hard time.
All right,
800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Good night, Steve. Thanks, man.
See you Monday, Bob. Have a good
night. Stay tuned. Steve Starr's coming up for more.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial